Okay. I hey, I'm a bet. Hariza Pita. There's a lot of technicalities in this bit. No, try to go through them as you know as quickly but some of those as possible. Hariza Pita Kamanash the Shanki to Abo Manash to me. To me, this you can imagine is not just theoretical cases. Might have been might have called oh, I think I won. Took care of other family members, and he said, okay, you know, if you want to marry someone else, fine, but still want your services. So, he didn't say how long. So, how long it been a stash? The chunk is Abba doesn't say, no, Abba does. But how long is, how long does she have to nurse the baby? The normal proof of nursing, we point out this, my folks, and I, this, my folks, and I'm all over Shas. Having nothing to do with Gator tonight. It's just how long in a stand because I'll think a baby should nurse. So the Tanakhama says, Shay Shannon and Ryuno Mershmona circle, this year and a half. Mesa Benishmita, what if the Ab or the baby dies and then it's impossible to fill the tonight? Then it's a valid get, even though she didn't fill the tonight. Here, the fundamental Mahor team Rashi and Tosfot right here, which the Rama and others shouldn't be Rashi and a lot of them shouldn't be told. So, Shonim. Rashi says, Meka Beno Meka Av, after one day of Shimon or Anaka. Still, meaning for Rashi, the Chiddush is just, it doesn't have to be, there's no Chiddush. Both of their father. There's no Chiddush in Meka Av. Father died after one day, of course. Three times, you know, I'm dying every month. The finish if the baby died after one day, you might have thought 2 years or a year and a half is ma'akeh. No, the baby died after one day, that's good. Then she still filled the time. Why? Because the time didn't say the amount of time. And therefore, she fulfilled the words of the time. So for Rashi, the finish is as long as she fulfilled the words of the time, it says taniki v'ni. It says taniki v'ni. Interesting. This is. Again, in our modern times, forget about the fact there's a number of reasons we couldn't imagine this. Also, our intuition is that it's the mother's achrayus to nurse her baby anyway. But al pi halacha, the father has to pay to feed his kids, including nursing infants. And if he divorces the mother, then he has to pay them to nurse or pay someone else to nurse him. So that's why the father makes it side. In any case, in any case, for Rashi, it's a woman who did at least one day fulfill the words. Holocaust says no. Even if the baby died, the father died before any Shemush or any Hanukkah, he didn't fulfill the words. And then it's more of a finish. The finish is that, and we'll analyze this finish in a moment, the finish is that even though he didn't do what the Tzai said, it's an Ozanah that it only had if necessary. So for Tosin, it's a bigger finish than for Rashi, and we'll come back to that.
I didn't know how it is.
I don't, but I mean, Hastam, it's, you know, usually, you're right, I don't know, but in any case, what I said is true. Okay. Harizing either Master Shamshi or Chay Chan, or not the legal issue, what if he explicated the length of time? Then, make Habeel Sha'am Ha'avi Yetzin Shitantin Shalom Ehak Bada, and you'll get. If the kid died before 2 years, even though it's not her fault, or if the father said, I refuse to let you take care of me, not because of any wrongdoing on her part, so it's not her fault. Meaning, if he said, okay, I'll make a trip here. She makes the father miserable until he says, I don't want you to help me anymore. Then obviously it's her fault. She didn't vote over time. But if, through no fault of her own, the father is mocked with for no reason, or the baby dies, and she can't fill the time to own this, nonetheless, you know, yet he didn't fill the time. Even though it's not her fault, she didn't fill the time. What can you do? He says, no, it is a get. It's an ovdana that the only if possible. Or is it necessary if possible? If the father refuses for no reason, it's not possible. The baby dies, it's not possible. And therefore, that she still fulfilled the time. This is his cloud. Any lack of fulfillment of the time, it's not her fault. It's still a valid gift.
In all the other missions we've been dealing with, we're trying to work out what his mashmah is here, but here it seems to get very technical in the ratio. Like, as long as you completed it for one day, it clearly didn't mean one day, because no one wants their child to be nursed for one day. That's no of no benefit.
No, but in the Reisha, it's if the baby dies, one day is good enough. If the baby dies, you only want to nurse one day. Or if he doesn't, he'd rather the baby live. But if the baby's going to die a third day, then he only wants to nurse for that day. That's
so weird. If the baby lived for 2 weeks and she only did one day of the 2 weeks.
Then it sounds to the Reisha that would be no good. Correct. Correct. I misspoke. What I meant is she nursed until he died. Correct. So I was not careful with my formulation. Now the Gemara, before we analyze it, let's just go to the steer of the Gemara for an answer. Riva in the Kulagai. Do we really, in a Stam case, need 2 years or 1.5 years? There are many. We bring a stira from a Brisa. Shimashto yom echad, ipati yom echad, or anything again. Even 1 day is good enough. In the same case, it's Stam. So it's a stira. Does Stam need a full nursing period of whatever the normal nursing is? Or does it just need any amount of time so that you fulfill the words of nursing? Amr, this is the first answer. Lokash Rabbanan, Harav Shimon, Liel Mashnisa, Mashbag, Ubraisa, Rabbanan. His first answer, which you have technically rejected, is impossible. But he has a logic to it. The Mishnah is Rav Shimon and Liel, and the Braisa is the Chacham. Which Rav Shimon and Liel coming from Islamists? Rav Shimon and Liel said, if you recall, that his Havana was for Arba. Right, he wanted the benefit. And the Chachamim said his Kavan was with sire. He wanted to annoy her. So therefore, that's this over there from Shimon Leo's Romania. He says, if you don't want her social, we're doing split. That's good enough. While the Chachamim were not here, since you wanted to annoy her, you want her to give you this split. Otherwise, not good enough. But over here, it has to be reversed. Over here, Rav Shimon Liel says, Harbacha, and Harbacha is a Chomer. Why? He wanted great benefit. His benefit is to nurse a kid until he gets ready to eat normal food. Right? My benefit, it doesn't benefit to nurse my kid for a day. It benefits to nurse the kid until he's old enough to eat at the table with everyone else. And the Chachamim say was to annoy her. If it's to annoy her, I mean, how much to annoy her? Right? It's not for my benefit. It's not for all my needs, just to annoy her. So just to annoy her one day is enough. She's annoyed by having to, after she's divorced, still do something for me for one day. That's the harmony. Now, we don't reject it because we don't like the slur. We reject it because we think it's too duffel. He obviously thought it was okay, but we think it's too duffel in the Mishnah. Harmony is safer. Shimon and Leo happy. We follow the racial act of Shimon and Leo. You want to say our mission is Shimon and Leo, then it's safer of Shimon and Leo argue. So you can't say the racial act of Shimon and Leo if you are in the safer. Now, that's called the Reish and the Sefer of Shimon and Liel, Mitziyasa come in the middle, and that's not a proper way to write Mishnayos, unless we have no other choice. We never going to say a Mishnah starts with Shimon and Liel, then brings in Chachamim, then ends with Shimon and Liel. That's not a way Mishnayos are supposed to be written, so we reject it. Next answer, here comes number two. And Ella, Reish and Shimon and Liel, he can make up a Tzvayinah, Stisen, Rabbanan, at the opposite. The Braisa is Rav Shimon and Liel, the mission of Rabbanan. It makes perfect sense. The mission of Rabbanan told the very end. Why? It's a matter of Kula and Chumra. Not a matter of Hagwaka with Tsar, but Kula and Chumra. Right? Because we're assuming we're gods. After all, in the safe of the mission, Machlo gets. We don't have to go on the last mission between Shimon and Liel and Chachamim. And Rav Shimon and Liel is more Mako, Chachamim more Machmir. So, David, approach. That Rav Shimon and Liel were making on Tzai and the Chachamim are more Machmir Tzai. Also, fit against Lewis, right? He always interprets things in a more Machmir way, and the Chachamim interprets things in a more Machmir way. It doesn't seem to be a psychological focus, whether they think he will make conditions of always being very tough or not. It might be a legal focus. If we're not sure what it tonight means, you know, who is the burden of truth? What do we assume in Hastam? We assume the more macro version of Tanai, we assume the more macro version of the Tanai. Okay. If we really, you know, if we want to speculate, perhaps we could say, well, if the Tanai is the etzem part of the halos, built in part of the halos, then you have to assume more macro version of Tanai. Halos didn't happen until you prove it. If it's like the milk achriti, that's the bath of the halos, then it's the Tanai. The Tanai is the bath of the halos until you prove that it did. And that's already speculation, so I won't say. So we suggest it's Kula and Chumra. Rabba Amar Lo Kasha, and Rabba said Lo Kasha. Tam Vimfarish. You don't have to say to my folks on like Rav Chisda and like the modified You know, we're a propista, mirroring propista. Rather, it's all the same Tana. All of which, Tana l'chor, all the chachamim, right? Because the reish of the Mishnah has to be chachamim. So it's all the chachamim. The difference is that the Sam, this is Mepharim, meaning the Mishnah is Sam. Sam, you have to nurse for 2 years. The Braita, we thought it was Sam doing a part. The Braita said one day, in which case the Braita hardly has a dish. Okay, then show them deal with what the Braita say. The Brother Ashi Omar calls Sam Nami Kimifarish. Rashi says, no. Sam is as if you're Mepharish. One day. Exactly. So Rabashi, he hasn't fully given his answer yet, but he says, a stam case of part 1 day. Okay, we just saw right the Gemara. Here we have the Mishnah, and here we have the Braisa. Rav Kista said that this is five, and this is the Chacharim, and everyone assumes that it's filled with Arbacha. And because it's not, and here I bought the more cover, in one place I bought the more cover, then the second answer, which, you know, doesn't really have a name in the Gemara. Ella. Okay, folks. Well, the quote, second answer. That this is the Chachamim.
The board is blurred.
Okay, I'll go over. And this is Rashbag. So it's Nico.
I think I know. Actually, no, it's not what I meant. Gotten better.
Oh, it's better? Okay, good. Okay. Let's hope it stays that way. Okay. The third opinion is with the brother.
Yeah.
He says this is Stam and this is Mafari Yolapad. And the fourth opinion is Rav Ashi, who hasn't finished yet. He says, no, this is Stam. Stam equals 2 years. Stam equals 1 day. And he has not yet explained the Mishnah. So let's let him explain the Mishnah. Tanan, Kami in the Kato Shdei Shan, and Rav Yudon Shem Sarkodes, Rishon of the Rav Anifam. Rav the Mishnah is Peshuto. Stam is 24 or 18 months. El Ravashi, one of the Shishan, one of the Kodabio Ekatsaki. For Rashi, it shouldn't one day be good enough. And a Sam, clearly the Mishnah is Sam, because the sake of the Mishnah is not far easy. So the answer is Hakim Yom Echa, Mishishanem, Lahugilak Shishanem, Dillo Yom Echa, the Kodabio, you're the Mishon of the Kodesh, Lahugilak Shon of the Kodesh, Dillo. Okay, he reinterpreted the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean she needs to do 2 or 1.5 years, she only needs to do 1 day. But it only counts as a day of nursing if it's within the time of nursing. If he's, you know, if she waits till he's 3 years old in nursing, that doesn't count. That might call nursing when people refer to nursing in normal language. So it just means Yom Echad Bitoch Shei Shanim or 1.5 years. And therefore, there's actually no Sphira whatsoever. Okay, let's just do Meifei Horizik Yidon Nasha Shamsh Gaush Deshanim on Nasha Paniki Epanish Deshanim. Meifabeno Shamar Abi Epshachinko by Pada Engel Get. Meaning, what happens in the Mishnah? The Reisha, if the baby dies, or the it's a valid get. The Seifa, if the baby dies, it's not a valid get. So, there's formula Rava Reisha Lopir Sevir. Rava makes a lot of sense. The Reisha is Stam. In a Stam case, if the baby dies, okay, so you didn't stay a certain amount of time. The Sefer of the Far is 3 years. And the Sefer down here, the Sefer is obviously 3 years, doesn't have to be on board. And the Far is more strict than Stam. Ella, the Rav Ashi, Maishna, Reisha, Maishna, Sefer. For Rashi, we have to do the Reisha, Sefer. Kashya, it is difficult. Here is the Bahot, Rashi, Tokos, how to read. How to read this. Question, Tosaf reads the question before. Literally, he says, according to Rav Ashi, Stam is like the Farid Dilemma. If Stam is like, what was Rashi's language? Stam Nami? Call Stam Nami Kimifarish. Kimifarish no Epidot. Stam is like the Farid. If Stam is like the Farid, then it doesn't do the Reisha of the Seifa. they're both Mepharish. Stam and Mepharish are equal. Stam and Mepharish are equal, then why in the ratio to be guys is it not a common thing? So therefore, Rashi is left a bit happier because he thinks there's no difference between Stam and Mepharish. Rashi reads it a little differently. Rashi said, according to Rav Ashi, the Reisha, she only needed to rest one day. So if the baby died, that means he died without nursing at all. So if he died without nursing at all, how could that be okay? He didn't fulfill the words. So most women ask that way. So again, what's the kasha? What's the problem? What's the kushyat? Yeah, Mara. For Tosfot, it's Mishnah Misefa and Stam equals Mepharish. If Stam equals Mepharish, then what's the Reisha and the Seifa? And for Rashi, because Rashi, remember Rashi Tanaka. What was Rashi Tanaka? That in the, let's go back, the Reisha and the Seifa. Mace Aben, Reisha is a Reza get. The Seifa is Eino get. What's the difference in Rashi and Tosfot here? Let's review. According to Rashi, here it meant, if she nursed one day, but less than 2 years, ain't no guess. Here, also, same case, you nursed one day, but less than 2 years, I raise a guess. At least one day, but less than 2 years. What's the difference? What for the difference for Rashi is pretty popular. Look, Korah, the difference for Rashi is that why? Because in this case, he fulfilled the words. He didn't fulfill the standard interpretation, but he did the words. Here, she didn't fulfill the words on the side, and here she fulfilled the words. He said to nurse, okay, you're going to sound for a long time. He knows. She knows. Here's the thing that there are 2 years. That's how Rashi reads the Reisha and Seifa. Tosfos read the Reisha and Seifa a little differently. Tosfos says, here, you nursed one day, but less than 2 years. Ain't no dead. While over here, even if you didn't nurse at all, Harry said, get. Right? Obviously, this story is not whether she called the words or not. Either way, she didn't call the words. Right? There's some other fundamental liberation of Seifa, which I will come back to in at a moment. But that's the difference between Tosfos and well, what's ultimately the difference going to be? The difference is going to be without really fully without fully explaining it, is that there must be a difference between let me just go back for a second for Rashi. But there's never a get if she didn't fulfill the words. There's no having it for Rashi to get if she didn't fulfill the words. No way. For Tosfos, yes, sometimes did they get it, she didn't fulfill the words, and sometimes get it, she didn't fulfill the words. Okay. Yes, sometimes, no. Right here, when it's Mepharish, then if she didn't, get it, so coming, of course, fulfill the words, ain't no get. But over here, for instance, Stam, obviously the only difference between Stam and Mepharish. If she said Stam, I read that get, even if she didn't fulfill the words. I don't mean if she on purpose said not for my was about yet, but she certainly is beyond her control. She thought it was supposed to do. Not her fault. Okay, so Tosafot said, what is the chapter about me? For Tosafot, the chapter about Rashi said, there's this fundamental difference in Sama and the preparation, which is explaining the difference in separation in terms of the baby dying. But according to Rashi, there is a difference in Sama. Rashi's totally the base on the word that Sama now makes it a part of Sama. Okay. But you have said, he had this part of the fire part of the Tosafot says no. When he said Sama can part of the fire, Sama can part of the fire. Then my generation you think about. For Rashi, double on that. For Rashi, that the fear of Ashi, the Risha only needed one day of nursing. So she died. She died before one day of nursing. She died without nursing. Right? And again, as some of the Rishon do think about day versus hour, let's assume the day just means any amount of time. So she died before that, that means she didn't nurse at all. The fear of Ashi, Mucha, the im, Mesa, Bain, the Li, and Naka Klau. That means again. Why? Because it's not going to be going into it. So the baby died after one day, after 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it may be. Because the Rosh is going to nurse one day, then the Kula of the baby died, and the people can nurse one day, it's going to nurse one day. Then my salvation, I just say, but then the question. Lama Gresha, maybe Gresha is based on Rashi's way of reading it. Sorry, don't use the Rashi up here. Rashi is never happy to get all the words. Right? So, my Gresha says, you should be a get. Gresha and Gresha, and lo, huma, lo, shon, hatsanada. Okay, so that's how Rashi is the Kashka on the Rashi. Each one, based on having the Mishnah, has a different way of reading the Kashka on Rashi. That is the Gemara. Okay, but I just want to point out in that some of them from the Gemara very briefly, only did so far as we shot in the Gemara and then from the book, Rafi and Tosfos, is a funny thing about the Tachbara. But Shimon Gamliel makes a lot of sense. What did Shimon Gamliel say? He said, in the end, we're not sure if he argued on the Chacham and doubts how long yet the nurse had. That was a fifth of thought. That's the second answer thought. In the end, we seem to focus more on Rava and Ravashi, who don't say anything about it's fine. And the Chacham, but there's one thing for sure which Kingdom Leo holds. He holds that if a baby dies, no matter what, she can work. Okay. That fits very nicely what he said. If the Isilis, one of those guys gets lost, right? And gets destroyed. Then Mugin said, right? Basically, what he's saying is, don't take the language of the sign literally. When he says to me about Ipsilis, he didn't mean literally, he means do whatever you can. So there's no Ipsilis, give money. And when he says nurse my kid, even if you nurse for 2 years, can literally mean nurse my kid for 2 years. He meant do what you can, which is nurse and the ones in the life. And then there's no point being on the other. So Rav Shimon Gamliel actually works pretty well. In terms of Rav Shimon Gamliel works pretty well, he says it's all harbacha, you know, provide my needs the best you can. The Chachamim are interesting. What do we say? We decided our Mishnah is the ratio of the Chachamim. We decide Mishnah with the ratio of the Chachamim. That would be terrifying for a Pesach. So if the Chachamim say in the ratio if the baby dies, Chacham say in the ratio the baby dies, then it's okay. So why, in the case of the Itzelis, is it not okay? Right? What's the problem? The problem is we know the ratio of the Chacham. The Chacham in it. 5, right? The Chacham again for 5. What do we say? By Itzelis, if the Itzelis is lost, right? The Avad ain't no net, right? A Naka Stam Umes Harizen Yet. A Naka Nefurash Umes ain't no net. That's sort of the three things that are coming in this series of Mishnah. The question is why, if in the is, and very similar, the is of the lost is like, and the is listed super matter, even though the dust is soft, the you can Alex. Right? I mean, if you try to sell things, doesn't work. Mostly, if you do nothing, it doesn't work. So why, here you see, these two would work fine together. But here's me. These two were fine together, but and for the fifth step, you stop coming, but we did. How do we actually miss you? After all, if the insulus is no good, if it dies, you can't pull the sign, even though it's not her fault. So why is it okay if the kid dies? Is this question easier to answer for the Rashi or the Tobin? Rashi doesn't actually speak very much. Who is this easier to explain for the Rashi or Tobin? This evening. For the Rashi or Tobin. You're right, it wasn't. They didn't ask this question in the show, I thought she could have Rashi or Tobin. Leaving, I'm sure it's always I think part of Rashi found on the part, but why? For Rashi, you could have said the principle is did you fulfill the words? I said give me the insulus, if the insulus got Washington full the words. But if it says words my kid, and the baby died along with Rashi, the one that you please, and she did her. You fulfill the words. She didn't do it more than we might have thought, but she did fulfill the words. For Rashi, I think it's really not difficult. Right? It's not Rashi of a Mishnah, but for Rafi Rashi, it's really not so difficult. Why? Well, Rashi said the case was she nursed a little. Right? For Rashi, he nursed one day. And that's very easy. Here, she didn't fulfill the words. There she did fulfill the words. And here she didn't. Right? I think for Rashi, it's not so hard. Giving 1 7 days, this is not what the word said. Nursing for 1 day instead of 2 years, not what the word said. But if he said nurse time, remember for Rashi, he has to nurse a little, fulfill the words. Maybe that's where I should have come. In the end, in the mission that have on him, the happenings that have on him. But in the end, the mission that have on him, I think you have with fellow words. So for Rashi, it's not so difficult. But with these post folks, it's very difficult. Because here, Tosfo says, she didn't nurse at all in this case. Meaning, in all three cases, she didn't fulfill the words that's not. That's not relevant. In the insulus, she didn't fulfill the words because she gave Harvey money instead. In the baby dog, she didn't fulfill the words of the ratio because she nursed hero and the words were nursed at something. And the same thing, she didn't fulfill the words. So then what's the difference between the ratio for the sefa, which we never explained here, Tham of Parish, and what's the difference between this and insulus? So here we have a bit of a focus. Said Kosoth in the end. Says Kosov, it must be that really the Rabbanim have to compromise a little. That's what Tosfos the end of the Masnisa. Then in circle first, the sum of the Moki Masnisa for Rabbanim. When they're Moki Masnisa, unlike the Rabbanim, what do you have to say? You have to say what is the you have to say what's the difference? The difference is that even when the Rabbanim say Tsar, they don't mean pure Tsar. They need Sa'ar connected with Harbacha. And therefore, Tosef, from the beginning, said it's Harbacha, wrapped in, and it's also Harbacha, which is not the Harbacha that you're talking about. We all have Harbacha, so you can follow that through, you know, to the very end of the Gemara. What is supposed to say to Ramat Zil Matmitin? At first, he wants to say, well, if it's a Harbacha, the whole Sa'ar, then if the baby dies, tough luck, he wasn't Sa'ar. Then the Navi Hakka alone is kind of sort of, you know, let's sort of the Nova of it. That he makes, hello, it's sorry, of the Gavi Itzlis, the Ulu, the Sort of the Itzlis, the Lola, the Nav, the Pincha, of the Yokalomer, any Fafit, Fafit, the Itzlis, things are the first, some of the Moki, Masnitsin, Ke, Rabbanan. What does he say? He says even the tsar is really based on the Machina. When we say tsar, it's not what you imagine earlier. Oh, tsar, he just sounded me. He's just trying to be vicious. No, he walked me tsar her because he also needed something. When he needed something, he also thought me tsar her together with fulfilling. Yes.
I just don't understand. Why can you say he said it's dumb and make the biggest thing he's dumb as far as
praise? It's not dumb. He said, I want to get those. That was far as
it's dumb. I want to stomp. Meaning, okay, I want to.
He said it's dumb.
What?
He said
it's a specific.
Yeah, so this thing, I want you to nurse my son. So, like, okay, there's also some element of in Vishnu.
Mm-hmm.
That's also some sort of specificity. It's just stam in general because we didn't specify
the amount of money. We didn't specify what it is. Let's find it.
Maybe you can do maybe this is very quick. Like, you can't equate those two. Oh, time is more specific than just the stam is.
Okay, so let's. Ulai Yesh was there. Ulai Achen Yesh was there. Mashavu. So you're saying that an insulus sounds more like time. But when it comes to nursing, it could be tsar, it could be harbaka. We're not sure if it means tsar or harbaka. And therefore, this sound is not really going to help so much.
No, but the attitudes of how they address in the Gemara's book is how they address are completely different. When they're talking about the Adaga, they're talking about what you fulfilled your duty. The Isil is not talking about that, talking about what was the man's intent. So it's much more about what did he want from this interaction? As opposed to the Anaka, which is like, there's clearly some benefit that he needs, that he would think that the son acquires. If you feel that, it's fine. The time is a specific amount of time that you want to give benefit. The Islizi is just, I want this, and then you talk about the whole Tsar or blah, blah, Sugya, but that's indicative of the fact that the Islizi is more general. It's saying, what did he want out of this interaction? He wanted to cause something, whether it's about the words or not. But not necessarily the same specificity, because in the end, we talk about money, we talk about whatever. The Hanaka Ben is, for 2 years, it's very specific.
Okay, so let me see if I can sort of justify that for a second. Basically, what you have to say is, and this is what Tosfot said in Dibur HaMatzil, the end of the Shlema, basically, what Tosfot say that the Farish is why did he say 2 years? He said 2 years that Tosfot wants me to sire her. When he says 2 years, he wants me to sire her. But when he says Tam, that's for our Bacha. That's when we go back to Tosfot. What's the integration of Seifa? When he says Tam, it means I'm I need to grow up. Why does he add 2 years? When he adds to when he says 2 years, that shows an attitude. It specifically shows an attitude of power. Generally, it shows an attitude of our God. That's what Tosfot said in the end of Dibur HaMatzil, the end of Dibur HaMatzil, Bishlama. But how does that tie into the how did that find Itzelis? So by the Itzelis, like what reason do we have to think? But he says nurture 2 years, that sounds like Tsar. When he says just nurse, then it sounds like Harbaka. What about this? Right? So Tosfos in the Rav Maslisa answered that. So the difference here and the Itzelis is that the Itzelis and the Sam case here are both Sa'ar when I need Harbara. Then you have the technical difference. When do I need Harbara? When the guy's baby dies, he doesn't. What's it between the baby dying and the Itzelis being destroyed? Either way, she's honest and she can't fulfill the time. We certainly have beyond control. But for him, this is different. When his baby dies, he doesn't need a nursing. He doesn't need nursing when the baby dies. When the insulin is destroyed, he still needs the insulin. He just can't get it. And that, Tosafot says, is the difference. So what does Tosafot say here? Let's put the two folks together. In the case of Mefarish, and here he's agreeing with Yehuda, that it's not a case of Mefarish. That's, you know, but I wanted to go with the Tosafot to go. Here it's pure Tzar. Here it is Tzar based on Arbara, meaning it's really even though the Gemara calls him Tzar, yeah, it's Tzar. Give me 1 second. It's Tzar in some sense. That's why it's a little more mocked. It's really based on Harbaka. So what was it in these two cases? Over here, the Tzar is based on Harbaka. What's the rule of Tzar based on Harbaka? Post this in some. Tzar is just Tzar. I don't care about anything. If pure Tzar just means I want to be vicious and follow up, you shouldn't fill the Tzar and you should regret it for the rest of your life. Right, you don't compromise whatsoever. Pure Harbaka means you don't need to provide. This is somewhere in the middle. So when it's in the middle, what do you need? When it's Tzar, therefore it means it is, then it's an unconditional sign. That's weird to say unconditional condition. He needs to, let's say this, it's Ma'akev no matter what. That's what Tzar means. Till Tzar running and there's 2 years, tough luck. But in this case, what's the rule of Tzar based on Harbaka? The rule of Tzar based on Harbaka is that if she can't do it, it's still Maki. Why? That's the Tzar element. If she can't do it, it's still Maki. Even if she wants to do one instead, that's not good enough to Maki. But if he doesn't need it anymore, then it's not Ma'akev. Meaning, since it's Tzar based on Harbaka, if a situation arrives that he doesn't even want, that I obviously didn't even give him, if I want it, it's Tzar with my needs. But if I want, you to no fault of your own can provide it, then it's also Tzar, like, top luck on you. You're not providing what I want. I'm going to be strict with you. And I had one to Ma'akev. And what's the difference? The difference is that in this case, the insulus, he still wants it. He still wants it. He still needs it, let's say, right? Obviously, I don't think he wants her to do something impossible, but he still needs the insulus. Here, he doesn't need anaka at all. And that is the difference by putting all the totals together. That's Tosafot's two principles. A mefarish means pure power, while stam means harbacha. But the insulin is more like stam than mefarish. Give me my insulin, not paying an amount of time. You can understand. And therefore, even though insulin and stam nursing are the same, but they're in between tzar and harbacha. Therefore, if it's she's on a top walk of her, but if he doesn't have any desire for it whatsoever, then he's Mabak. And if he does, he doesn't desire nothing at all. He doesn't want nothing at all. He's no use for it. But if the insulin gets destroyed, he still wants it. Her family got destroyed, but he still wants the insulin. And that's it.
Two questions. One, if she finds someone else to nurse, or, you know, these days gives formula where it's not direct Tzar to her, but the Havacha is still there, what would happen in that case?
So that's an interesting question. I guess I would refer to the insulin where she gives money. If she gives money instead, it's not good enough. Or if she gives formula, it's like giving money instead. But it's not good enough. But it's not quite the same. We all know that it's not quite the same. I'm not getting into any of the very sensitive issues, whatever I say. I mean, getting into a big trouble. But let's say we can make peace among all the different people and say, like, we all know that if you give your baby formula instead of nursing, you're not a bad mother, and nothing terrible is going to happen to him. He'll grow up normal just like everyone else.
And
it's even better for the mother's nurse. It's better not to teach her. better to have it promotes the mother or at least someone familiar with yours. I would say probably the money and the family.
My second question is, what if she doesn't feed the baby and the baby dies as a result of not being fed?
Then she didn't come aside. That's her fault. That's not how she needs to stop. And then for sure, she's not going to sick. Not to mention that. Okay. This is Tosos. However, the Ron says differently. The Ron views the whole thing differently. What does the Ron say? The Ron says, none of this, subtle, in between, you know. No, the Rabbanan are what they say, what they mean, what they mean, what they say. They are tsar across the board. The Ron says, nope, tsar, tsar, tsar. None of these differences. It's all based on tsar. And tsar is always to give her the worst deal. Okay. So this is Nikva. He loved with Sarah. Her, you should hand over the insulin. So this is Nikva. You've been here for 3 years, no excuses. Even if you have the best excuse in the world, the baby died. Nonetheless, no excuses. Ah, you want to get Sarah first, so why did we die with that anger from whoever good excuse here? So the Ryan has a thought. He says, look, it's because his language is very big. Here he's saying, not just stop. This one's at least clear. This is very clear. He said nursing, we don't know how to interpret his nursing. And what he says is, you know what? 2 years is not a valid interpretation of the word taniki. How could taniki mean taniki for 2 years? That's not in there. It says there are only two ways to interpret taniki. Either taniki one day, meaning taniki once. That's a valid interpretation of the word, right? That's how we often use words. If I say, I promise you, I will listen to, you know, to the radio. Or there we go. I promise you, I will go to the movies. Or sometimes you could say, as much as necessary. That's also a normal interpretation of the verb. Basically, when I say I'll do something or I tell you to do something, the two normal, it's not a normal interpretation to say, I mean an amount of time. No, either I mean kol shivu, or I mean as much as necessary, as much as normal, right? Says the Ron, there are only two interpretations. Saying stam means 2 years is not a valid interpretation. You could say stam means as necessary, as normal, then you'll need 2 years. But you can't say stam means 2 years. It's just not a fair interpretation of the word. So said the Ron, that taniki stam cannot mean a certain number of months. No, that's not valid. When I say something, I can't mean a number if I didn't say a number. There are two things that it can mean. Two possibilities. Either it means yom echad, meaning a kol shivu. That's a normal way of using the verb. Right? Or it means as normal,
standard.
Right? That's standard. Right? And sometimes it's unclear what someone means. But not ever means an amount of time. If I say, you must listen to this podcast, I don't mean you must listen to 40 episodes. I either mean you must listen to it once, or I mean you must listen to it really the way most people listen to it as much, you know, as necessary. But they don't even stick a number. So either you go Echa or hit the Hatsora. Those are the only two possibilities. Which is more mafia, which is more nato? Oh. Well, if the baby dies 1 minute from now, Yom Echa is more mafia because the answer is zero. But if the baby lives more than a day, then if the answer is more mafia, because that means 2 years or 18 months of Rav Yehuda, which is much more than a day. So In Tsar, do we pick the more macro or make an interpretation? Obviously, the more macro interpretation. Okay, but he says we have to pick an interpretation. You can't decide later what he meant. You have to decide what he means the Shaito. So let's think about it.
1,000 of the time, this interpretation is more macro. 999,000 of the time, this interpretation is more macro. So because it's Tsar, he meant more macro interpretation. And it turns out, since we're siring it more macro Pelish of his words, in one weird case, if you're going to get Kula, that you don't have to nurse at all if the baby dies right away. But this is what he said, and this is 99% of the time. Mikel, this is 99% of the time Machmir. So this is what we're and say Shemek Fiatsora. And the side effect is that 99% probably will come to Kula, and on one case, the baby dies. 5 minutes later, then she doesn't have the nurse at all. But then Kula, the song effect, go over. But then instead, the Ran, because of the Tsar, basically, Tsar always means the most macro interpretation of his words. Then Nicholas means Dalaka, Tsar. He says 2 years, he means Dalaka to the Tsar. And if he says Hanukkah Stam, he can't mean 2 years. That's not a valid interpretation of the word. That's not a macro interpretation. That's a fake interpretation. That made up interpretation of the word. There are only two things he can mean. Culture or the Bietzorah. I'm leaving Bietzorah, which is Makomra. And in either it turned out to be a Kula, well, he meant what would be statistically a Kumra. And then he explains, sorry. Therefore, because of Tsar, he takes more macro interpretation, which in one case, it's Mikel, and that's why you get a Kula from Tsar. Everyone else tried to also try to bring in her body, explain the Kula of the ritual. So no, Kula is just going to the Kula of Tsar. It's just, it's a statistical Kumra. Take the parish with statistically will be the worst for her, and in all cases, most meaning for her. Okay, that's the run.
So he agrees with Tosus fundamentally on the divide between Tosus and Rashi.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's trying to explain Tosus. Then he brings in
Ram on the set, but he's saying there's an example.
Well, this condition, the figure you're just talking about, that's
the Torah. The normal Torah for 2 years, that's normal. It's normal Torah for 2 years, but that's not totally normal because it's maybe 2 years is a lot. Right? The Torah is 2 years, exactly. That's why it's more often than 1 day. That's the Torah. Babies deserve 2 years. Again, nowadays, most babies don't hurt.
Well, the mission seems to be standardized. It doesn't seem a lot like it would be a lot of time. What you have to do with the means that it's not really true. It's not that it's not.
Okay, so it's not a valid graph or syntax.
Why don't we use what we talked about in the Mishpanay tonight? That when, if he's not, if he doesn't specify a time, he's not really marked in the same way that.
Ah, he's not assumption is all the. I've heard the Tosos instead of all the mistake time, like the Tosos says all the time for the thing shorthand. And then we see he was Machpid. And according to the Rambam, he said, Alanus, and we said, Alanus, automatically very Machpid. Okay, let's continue the more. I am Bob Ramanala. Ton of Rabbi. Harizik, he took a national time sheet out of the Shaman and national. Because they stay Shaman. Do you have
a picture of this yet?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
In the same case, but we read this pretty much. After some time of layering the difference, we go all the way into town, we go to town, we go to town, we go to this classic where mayor is not coupled, right? He says that even if she doesn't love the person, she can say it's not coupled. Therefore, it is not a tonight. If she doesn't have full tonight, she's just divorced categorically. Remember, the Ramban and others use this to ask the question of Ramban. After the Ramban say, you don't look like coupled, I'm an ass. Right here, Rebeir needs not coupled, I'm an ass. And the answer of all the acronym was not that the Rambam thinks no needs that couple nominas, but Mary needs that couple either nominas. Chachamim usually needs that couple, which is what we have in half and half. We pass like the Chachamim by nominas and like our mayor by in. But Chachamim is kind of tonight, which is getting the love, it gets the balance tonight. But by the way, in the club tonight, it's
still not there. It's still not there.
Because he passed like that, and this is Romania, no problem. So, Rashbag Omer, in the time of Tsun and Shea, no couple. Every time you cannot this couple, right? If you think about it, you know, what does it say? By the Sota, okay, the Gemara makes all these more complicated during the Nusin. right? In Rome, Shachav, Ishti, Okafi, and Lotha, Tito, Matavi, Jay, the art, he, Satika, in the Kukosai, Pele, in the Kukosai, Pele, in the Kukosai, Timasu, right? All the Tanaim, all the Tanaim in the Tanakh are a nine couple. Yeah, right, what are we laying on Shams Chazal? In Torus, Matem, Tohar, Tohelu, Manus, etc.
You can remember how many of you have a nine couple.
Correct. So, how did this tie into our Meir HaKam? Ika da Amri Lord Meir HaKam related, Ika da Amri Lord Ban and Karmel Lahu, maybe it was responding to our Meir, meaning on the side of HaKam, or maybe it was responding to HaKam on the side of our Meir, Ika da Amri Lord Meir HaKam Lahu, Vahakli Karmel Lahu, Enoch HaTanai B'Ksum Sheinu Kafal, Vahal Shnei Ksum Bam Ke'ech HaKam Shnei Ksum Bam Ke'ech HaKam Lahu. Maybe he was responding against our Meir, saying, there's many Tanai couples in the Tanakh. And if there is something is twice in the Chumash, then that's called Shneksu, which makes it maybe one thing. We don't extrapolate from there are other places. The Torah wrote it twice. It's only been twice. It was true for everyone. The Torah only written once. Either that was our problem, or maybe he was responding on our mayor behalf of the Chacham Hachnu, and the Chacham Hachnu, and the Chacham Hachnu, and the Chacham Hachnu, no. Every time the Chacham is a side couple, and we do learn from that tonight couple. Okay, he didn't totally explain why he does the rule of Sheikh Sudanbogat in the London, and that's my quote between Rashi and Tosos here. And for now, we'll just stick with Tosos. That says, well, there's a rule. When you, the Torah says thing twice, but you couldn't have learned either one from the other, then it needed them both. So there's nothing extra to tell you not to extrapolate, so you can't extrapolate. It must be that each of these cases was necessary. I'm just continuing a bit. Place or a minute, I raise a gift on a sham to Dalish Shan and Ashnegas Misha Shan, the Mesa of Obeisa being in or get the river mayor. Baham or Afish of Time at Snai, I raise a debt. Yehoda to Tomar, Lo, Tenly, Abifo Shamshen, Tenly, Beni, Vaani, Kehu. Here, Rabbi Meir says that if a father or son dies, not again, you need to keep the Tanakh. But it wasn't Kaho, why did she need to keep the Tanakh? And the Kaho said she don't need to keep the Tanakh. But why not? For the Rabbanan, they don't require the time couple. Shouldn't need to keep the time. So, Hasha, Jeremiah, Hasha, Rabbanan. The answer is Jeremiah, well, Hasha, Hasha, well, couple of the time. Just add no kibbutz. By the way, this is the probably the Makar of Tosa. He says, all the Bryces that didn't have time couple, they didn't work time couple. They didn't bother to tell us. Here's a good Makar. This second Bryce, he didn't say it's not couple. And that's Jeremiah considers a valid time. Just didn't bother to write out the Bryce of one. And Rabbanu also the Pasha, man from the Hafer, shooting a meal, he for Amr, Kalakashi, Yemena, Hareze, get, end of this article. So, yeah, says the Chachamim are not the Pasha. Either way, the Chachamim say it's a valid tonight without being coupled. I mean, really, the Kasha from Rabbanu was never the Pasha. Rabbanu says it's a valid tonight, so why are you here? Does she have to pull it tonight? It says, doesn't say it's not a valid tonight. It is a valid tonight without couple. She doesn't pull it tonight, should say. Give me the baby on nursing. Give me the father also. She's not here. Meaning this reference to me, Leo, that if it's not her fault, he can't pull the time, then it still counts as fulfilling the time. Okay. The I just wanted to point out there is a Taurus Gidden I just noticed, you know, when I was preparing this year, who we had this Rav Elchanan earlier, which is a very long frister Rav Elchanan. Right, if let's see if you would answer this question. You have to pick two class Gachronim, right, before 1800, who were very brisker. Who would you pick? And? Oh, come on. Bernie and Bert. Nasivas and? The Brisker Bart of the Rav Elchanan was already a Mefurish Nasivus, and the Torah is getting right here in our Gemara, who is using this point from our Gemara to support, right, that when we said over the Brisker Varda of Rav Elchanan, I know it wasn't the same as the Rav Elchanan, it was the Brisker Varda of Tzvei Dinin. We basically said it to explain some Rambams, etc. We didn't have an Ahiza in the text of the Gemara. But here, not only was it said, you know, almost 200 years before Rav Elchanan by the Nasivus, but here, you can mark it over. And he starts the question the Rashba asks here, not on the sheet, but he quotes it. He says, hold on a second. Forget about the tonight couple, right? If a mayor says, oh, don't worry, they made a tonight couple. But there's another problem that here it's my Kodan Litznai, a reason to eat the Almanas, and you need that tonight Kodan Lemaisa. Why wasn't the Gemara bothered by that?
They can answer a lot, doctor. Just keep one thing to be bothered.
Right. Okay, you got it. Hold that thought. Why don't the more we're only bothered by tonight couple and not by tonight Todem Lomaisa? And another question: why do we talk about all the Tnaim in Mikra here in Kiddushin? What did Rameir learn from? Were they discussing all the Tnaim in Mikra? What was Rameir's Makar?
They got to be.
Why say all the time? Now, I'm not going to let one again to a man. When Mary Mayer says, we can learn from every Tanai in the Mikra here. Why are the Gerus learning from every Tanai in the Mikra? In Kiddushin, we're learning from the Gemara and Eruvin. Yeah, you can answer both those questions, Bob Dabka. Okay, sometimes you box that. Sometimes you say all the time. But says, and see us here to answer his questions. He says, it must be that, let's review, Aliba did. You got the word, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So why isn't this brought up when we talk about Mishpatei tonight? They kept saying, the Negar, the Negar, the Negar, the Negar.
Ah, exactly. So that's the Nasivus' question here. So let us just review for a second. Right, what the Rambam Shita is. Right? The Rambam Shita. It's pretty clear what Rambam Shita is. He says in here in Kiddush that if here you have it, and here you have Almanas, Rav Meir says you need Tnai Kapol, and you need Tnai Kapol. So Rachamim say you don't need Tnai Kapol. And you don't need Tnai Kapol. And the Psak Halakha that the Rama and Sukhmi Amor was half and half. You need Tnai Kapol in, and you don't need Tnai Kapol by Almanas. That's the Rama according to all the Akronim, that basically what the Rama himself says in the Parish of Chayas. The Rama said, oh, we're married in Tnai Kapol by Almanas, but we don't pass it. But we do pass it forget by Tnai Kapol. Again, Ramban didn't have the first class, didn't have that when he was at the Ramban, chose not to top that. But that's the Ramban's first Shita. So the question is, when we're mayor's two Shitas, Lamont said, for a mayor's two Shitas, and we pop in, for a mayor's Shita two places, and we pop in like them, then we're not necessarily having to make a big deal of two places. Every Shita is like the many places that we pop like, what we pop like. But once our mayor's Shita two places, when it's with the pop, then we start to ask ourselves, is this a quantitative or qualitative split? Or rather, is it that he has a sheepdog and we split the psak? He has one unified sheepdog. We split the psak based on some firm goal of making differentiated that he never intended. Or that he has a totally different DM. And so it's a totally different DM. We accept one, but not the other. And what is the finish of the what is the Kiddush of the Torah's getting? And much later, the COVID to Europe, who I don't think COVID to Europe's getting. I don't think you knew this. We have this part of the Torah's getting on the Mark. Anyway, what does he say here? He says it's Sedina. This is in Mishpatei tonight. That's the Din of Mishpatei tonight. Of a Xeris accomplished big sign, a specific thing, right?
Well, al manas is a general thing. Wow, wow. Iata tomeya hang, and vice versa. Remember, that's what we said. What's the nafgamina of? We have a nafgaminas earlier, but what is it getting saved? He said that you're accepted to tell not to be in one minute we find two places, and we can agree. He had two different views. And we accept the dimension sorry. We reject the dimension, we call Allah because he has such a man hang. We thought I said, yeah. Or we call hang, he has such a man Allah. Right? If we, and that's why we split the psak, we accept one and not the other. Torah Gittin says that answers both Tashkian and Argamara. What were the Torah Gittin's two Tashkian and Argamara? His first Tashkian was, why is Argamara worried about? Why? Because Almanas, this is what I was just discussing Joel, is not the same kind of Tanai as it. Maybe Almanas is not a classic Tanai, right? It's just Das, or maybe it's a Tanai that doesn't have a Zerus Tashkian, but Machot, that's the last time. What was two Tashkian and Argamara? How come Argamara is worried about Tanai Kafal and not worried about Tanai Kodal Maisa? Why does Argamara not need Tanai Kodal Maisa? So for the Torah, for the Torah Gittin, right? Torah goes. Torah Gittin, it's not going to do the Rasmus Kafal. Now it makes perfect sense. Why? By Almanas, the Pira Mayor, you need Tanai Kafal. But you don't need Tanai Kodal Maisa. You don't need Tanai Kodal Maisa, only Tanai Kodal. You don't need Tanai Kodal Maisa, only Tanai Kodal. Right? And that's why Argamore is only bothered by Tanai Kodal Maisa. You don't need this page on my LMS. You only need Kodal because you follow along with this way. Hey, you can't deduce the converse. You can't infer the converse. Right? But you don't think all these states are. When's the English state started? By any means, the fear of mayor, you need Tanai Kafal. And Tanai Kodal L'maisa. When did the mercy need Tanai Kodal L'maisa? Yeah, and I inhale an olive. Don't say, wasn't that also the bonus? Yeah, they put the fifth on us, but before Rav Ashi said it's ready, he said, Amanas may have shown. That was according to Rabbi Yehuda of Amanas's life, if. Right? That's for in, or Amanas of Rabbi Yehuda. This is for me, I'm Shub. Let's say it a little better. Birth is me, I'm Shub. Plus, Amanas, according to us, would be Rabbi, would be done, and according to our talk in Rabbi Yehuda. Almanas with the Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, right, etc. So, yeah, when you say Almanas for Rav Yehuda, you don't need Almanas for Rav Yehuda. But in our going, you don't need Almanas for Rav Yehuda, you don't need Tanai. And that also explains the second Pasha over there in Kitushin, right? The Mishnah in Kitushin. Okay, fourth try out of four. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, is talking about is talking about a Tanai Vim. It doesn't say; it just says Fol Tanai Sheini Tanai Bnei Gadav Bnei Ruvin Ein Tanai Shneim Avay Yom Aleihem In Yavru Bnei Gadav Bnei Ruvin. Okay, he's quoting the Tanai Vim Lo Yavru. Right, the Mishnah over there is talking about, right, in Kiddushin, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, where it's a case of in. Then he learned from Negad Ubnei Ruben. But in Gittin, I am above Amud Aleph, where it's a case of Almanasith, like Me'achshav. Then he's learning Negad Ubnei Ruben. No, if he learned Negad Ubnei Ruben, he's always based on it. He'd even need five little mice. And you learned, at least from one Lashon, from, what's the Lashon? The Lashon of Argamar, of verse 5? It's actually Subin. From all to not in to Subin. This actually makes a lot more sense.
One is talking about not at the regular dinner tonight again. That's the other menu about. I won't stop tonight. Here's learning from all kinds of super from Abraham Kosai, they lay to Abraham Kosai Tim Asu, right? For all these scenarios, you're not calling yourself tonight. The people, just speakers expressing themselves, whether it be Hashem or whether it be the characters. For all scenarios, we're going to rule them. You mix, you express something with it. You have to say both sides. That's the general rule of Rabbi Yitzchak Shabbat. That is not really that, is not the same as when the other side. Then you would specifically need lots of formal requirements of the formulation from the Gadol Meirubin. So this, again, really goes back to the Tisharan that we pointed out in the last year, I think, earlier in the above. But here, the Torah's getting says pretty much the Furish, the Kobach Shirim, instead of bringing writers from the Rambam, he brings writers from Diukim in our Gemara. Okay. We're ready to go on to the last part of this Gemara. Space. Let's read the last part of this Gemara. It starts with just a very simple psychological observation. I'm finishing the skinny lines. Okay, we're not sure what he meant. First, he said you're divorced if you're a shamish Abel 2 years. Then he said you give me 200 zuz. What's the relationship between those two sentences? He was not retracting the first. He was just giving, adding a new option. He didn't say I'm taking back the first one and instead making it into a good. He said I'm divorcing it twice. If you want the divorce, I'm not saying you serve that you take care of my father. And if you want the divorce, I'm not giving to it. Whichever way you do, I'm divorcing you. Okay. Tell us. It's a psychological observation. You might be putting in retracting. Hamash one, no, a sound person is not retracting, just giving options.
What's Bifnei Shnayim's
oh, then he has to say in front of two people?
Yeah, because we don't see that anywhere else.
It is an interesting question. What does it mean that he has to say it in front of two people? So the boring answer might be, well, you always have to say Arizagita in front of two people. You need Eidos, Lakiyam Adavar for Girkin. Why do you say it here, not say it anywhere else? Or maybe we should make some idea. Give us a moment or 5 minutes. There are two separate things. So I'm going to they shine to give them an ashtitling and sign zor, but I'll go shine to give them an does. Obviously, that can't be what he meant. He didn't mean you could either give me 200 zos or give me 300 zos. That's not logical. If you can either give me 200 zos or give me 300 zos, it's just going to zos. You haven't changed anything, right? So therefore, he must have meant not to give options, but to retract. Detail the reaction SRB shown. He was retracting the first tonight and instead saying the new time. Say, I retract the tonight 200 goes, I'm upping the ante to 300 goes.
What if he goes the other way around?
If he goes the other way around, then let's say he said 300, then he said 200, then he's also retracting. It's just there's no meaning of retracting and giving options to do the same thing, right? Right, he gives you the option 200 or 300, you only have to get 200. He retracts 300 and says 200, you only get 200. So it's not interesting to discuss. The ain't acronym, the total acronym is according with Sarkin. Oh, okay. No, this is still the answer now. So why do we have to do Edom for the sake? Right, the right place to Edom to want them to do the thing. Okay, so then we're not going to do it. Says, what if you have one of the first Edom and one of the second Edom to testify that she's divorced? So no, you can't have one of the first and one second Mitzari to testify she was divorced. Like, for example, let's take the Sefer, for example. That's the first happened. One eight says, I saw him give her on the last 300. Yes, I saw him give her on the last 300. She says, I'll give you 300, and now I'm divorced. To the two eight, both agree that I would be divorced for 300. Or one eight says, Shanti Thava, one eight says, 200 Zuts, and she says, you know what? I'll return to the Shanti Thava. So they both agree on divorce. Is that good enough? No, they're not sorry because they saw different things and they can't be sorry. So it's a high. Which case, the ratio of the safe, Eli must say for 200 bottle. Obviously, they're not divorced. The first aid is an invalid aidos because he was in the bottle that night. Ella ratio finishes the ratio with both Chinar Margalin, but they can't be sorry because they're two different things.
people, obviously it can be effective treatment based. Now the same cold units and I start thinking much like you might think. No, since they don't have a commonality of the Mimikayan to establish a Tanayi different story, Kamashlan, they are not Mitzari. Okay, how do we know they're one Eidos? Yes, much legitimate. Okay, let's talk for a second. What bothered the older Rishonim here? What bothered the older Rishonim here is the second case, which is also the Havmin of the first case, right? Meaning, and you know, we could discuss this, but we need to get into it. In the first case, the fact that she has two options, super fittish. A man could always divorce his wife twice, once with this tonight, once with that tonight. Now she has two chalutz in her pocket. She can do the tzai and take either one she wants. Right? I can do a chalos more than once, and whichever tzai you fulfill it counts. That's no deal. It's not obvious. It's not obvious. Okay, it's not obvious, but almost all of Rishonim agree that, according to most Rishonim, it's you're saying, once I divorced you once, who said that the same piece of paper I can divorce you again? Who said that significant? Maybe it's a hukot gula. So the Gemara later on, if my folks tanoim, if I give my wife again and say, harayat mi v'teres l'kol adam chutz mikvod, and then I give it back to her again and say, harayat mi v'teres l'kol adam, that's okay. And the way we paskin, I think that's the way we paskin, even if my folks tanoim, even if I don't give it back to her, I should have told him if I say, harayat mi v'teres l'kol adam, that's okay. So apparently, you can divorce twice for the same. The Rishonim all give a relationship between here and there.
That's the first thing is the Gerushin for whatever
reason. No, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it works as a Gerushin. It doesn't mean that folks Rishonim, but 99% of Rishonim hold one of two tikkas. Either that I can take it back for her and give it to her again and say a new chalos and now shall two chalos, or that I don't even have to take it back. Once she's holding it, I can say, all right, you inherit a lot, but I didn't need that again. Well, the Polish Tom said one of the two times, I'll just go with that for now.
What about the Polish Tom? Is there for once with the dead? Then you go to a second type of set or a second minute. And the third, it needs to bring a wide into the office. If you don't have the first thing.
That is a great question. Great question. Apparently, there was just a court case like this in New York or something where someone sued for like division of property and divorce because they had kiddushin twice. They had kiddushin, I think, in Florida, but they didn't get a marriage license. So then they went to New York, they got a marriage license, had kiddushin. And apparently, court paskin, they weren't married because in Florida they didn't get married because they didn't have a marriage license. The kiddushin is not recognized, and in New York, it's only recognized if it's a valid religious kiddushin. But religiously, it's not a kiddushin because you're already married. So they said you had no divorce somewhere. That's saying longest. There's going to be a shusha lawyer. Anyway, that's a great question. Nearly as likely that obviously you should get away with it. You're not asking practically, but theoretically, that would be possible. Because that wasn't Kal. That's like over here, Elema Asefa, you know, what do we say? That's like Elema, Elema Asefa rebuttal. Okay, let's get back to this question.
Well, this is, referring to all of the quote from that court case, the guy said, the last thing you want, find out when you're getting divorced, that you were never married. That was the quote. But, doesn't Rashi explain over there that because the shtar was never given to the woman?
I'm trying to get at why not.
Because it has to be. You don't read in the Rambam, right? If you're holding the shtar.
But okay. So let me, you know, allow me by the style of this. What's the problem? The problem is what about the Seifa? The Seifa, he extracted the first Kiddush, right? What happened? First he said, Almenas of Masayim Zot. And then he retracted. And then he said, Almenas
of Gimel male sons, and it turns out the person's buff will just go away and lose. Question, what right does he have to retract?
What did the Rambam say in the beginning of Parakhes of the years, if I'm not mistaken,
that if I divorce my wife, the loss of Al-Banas,
I cannot retract.
Right? That's the Rambam, Girish and Ches Aleph. You know, it's okay, that's one of the laws of the Rambam. You can't really forget, right? Girish and Ches Aleph says the Rambam, the Shav Nisvarshim, Amar Laharei Begres Me'akhtav Omei Hayom Al Tanai Kach V'Kach, Ocher Laharei Begres Amenas Kach V'Kach, or Marse Amenas, then it's the Mafreyo.
Very simple.
He can't be about to retract the debt, and he can't be most on the side. Right? So he's most on the side. He's going to be retracting the re-engagement. Right? So, and this, look, Ora is not a shtick of the Rambam. This is pretty much everyone. Right? So what's Chai here? So here's the problem. The problem is, right, the question is, since Al-Minas is Al-Limapreya, how can he retract? Okay, and what is Rush? Yes?
Maybe what he's saying is not retracting, he's explaining what he really meant.
But signing can't mean Gimel Meis.
No, I said, but I
okay, so Yehuda, who's the first one to answer this question? Rashi. Rashi says, you know what? This, you missed one part. What did it not say in the Brisa after he said in front of two Aden?
Giving her the gift.
Yeah, he didn't give it to her yet. He never gave it to her. So he gave it to her. Of course he didn't make that. Said Rashi.
And that's what all I'm showing here now. That means a myriad of details.
You mean he never gave it to her the first time? Well, so then exactly what happens? It's a stand in front of two Aden. I'm divorcing my wife. I'm going to ask this. And then he didn't give her a debt. And then he said in front of another two Aden, I'm divorcing her like that. And then he didn't give her a debt.
Then, if he wants to, he can retract the ratio. He didn't want to retract. This is meant to give options. Let's say, but we want to retract, he has the right to retract. Even the ratio, he got the right to retract. And just that wasn't his intention.
The best way to work out the scenario, according to Rishonim, is in front of her, in front of two Aden, he said, or he's a detail, Amanash in these Masayim Zuz, and then in front of her, he said, in front of two Aden, Amanash in the Yomayo Zuz, and then he handed her to get in front of all four Aden. Okay, if you want to get a little details to work with Julian or Mahadrin, and then either side could be valid, but turn the second time about the first. Basically, Rashi's top is, of course, the Mahadrin before the Messina. Before the Messina, nothing's. But then most people disagree. Most people say, no, it means Messina. After all, don't tell me Umlo if they shine without Messina. The second time also didn't say there was a Messina, but obviously there was. He's now raised a Gitech. When it says Amal HaRezeh Gitech, that means Nesina. HaRezeh Gitech is a Lashon of Nesina. So this is Rashi, but most Rishonim have to count, but most Rishonim do not.
Most Rishonim, some have technical problems, how it works out, but most Rishonim say this is Dachok. This is a bit of a Dachok book.
Yes. It's an Okimka. I don't like talking English, but I don't like talking English.
It's Okimka de Kuka. So now she has said it's Okimka de Kuka.
This is where giving the kids all the time, like giving the kid all the time. I haven't given it to you yet. Maybe it's not, but if you feel it's not, I will actually give you the gift.
But then nothing has happened. So here's
it. Meaning, you haven't always said that.
Yes, but that. No, if I tell my wife, if you give me 200, I'll give you the get, then there's no legal stand.
No one gives them.
Especially I still have to give you the get. So that's not what happens.
Also, that's not what I'm saying.
Wouldn't I give you the get if I'm not asking you to go to my room? Wouldn't I give you the get if I'm not asking you to go to my room?
I say, when I give you the get if I'm not asking you to shampoo?
And then I say, when I give you the get, I'm not asking you to sign. I meant to give her options.
Why can't you say Kiyilu is Kibalti in the first place? Use that as a way of retracting.
No, he goes to Matthew and means she's divorced. He wants to retract and say she's not divorced until 2300. We're going in the wrong direction. Okay, so what's the other option? What's the other option? The other option is to be with my base that he took in his blood yet, even in the get of Almanas, right? That's the other option. To be with my said. Now, what are the two different chitas about that? Here's the interesting question. Oh, no, let's break the chitas. Who says the husband can be involved in the get even in the get of Almanas? Safer if they're quoted by the Ramban, although without the name, by the Rosh quote with the name, I'm with the name here. Safer Ether. This is the Yachid of the Safer Ether, which you learn from here. It's Yachid, like, I no other, you know, all the footnotes and all the Basifta will tell you there's no other reason like Safer Ether, right?
Those words you want.
Okay, this is a sheet of Yachid, but he's the Dyke of Margamata. That's the Safer Ether. The Baal Yochol Levatel Haget Kodem Kiyom Hatsanai Afilu Bitnai Deme Akcha or Elmanas. That's the sheep of the Sefer Yitzhar. Big Kiddush of the Sefer Yitzhar. Tremendous Kiddush of the Sefer Yitzhar. And every other chunk. The Baal can retract. Everyone says that's pretty low on. When you give her a get of Almanas, even if they get burned or destroyed, she's still divorced from both sides. So, Freya. If she's divorced from Freya, how can he retract? Okay, let's answer that question. Yeah?
He can claim that giving the money or something isn't what he wanted. He's not receiving right. It.
So, the fundamental machlok's achron and what's the svar of the sheep is Yahweh would say for it.
Right, all of the shalom should grapple the safer
again. I'm not sure it makes a difference, but you know, something as she does, you know, like we're looking back for some reason. No one ever heard of a sheet, you know, that no one ever talked about before. Yeah, here in Hollis, we get the answer to the job because the sheet is quoted by the people be shown in here. And they all argue back and forth to try to be proofs, arguing this is a sheet of job and back and forth. Not an obscure sheet to see up. This is the famous sheet to see up. Right? The Ramban quotes and the Rafa quotes and the Rikva, the Ran, everyone here quotes, but everyone here is struggling with them. Again, so the Sefer Yitzhar was considered a very, very authoritative Sefer. And when the Sefer Yitzhar said something, the Torah brings it down as often a main sheet of La Halacha, the Rishonim, all bring it down. So it's not one of these obscure Rishonim no one ever heard of. The Yitzhar says,
is this related to the Balai?
What?
Is this related to the Balai?
Yeah, this is the Baal Hinter. The Baal Hinter is the Sefer Hinter, right? We call him the Baal Hinter. We call the book the Sefer Hinter. He actually had a name, even though nowadays he goes by Baal Hinter. His name was, what's he wrote? Yitzhak and Abba Mari of Marseille. Or am I mixing up with someone? The Hagedi Baruch. The Yadid. What's the Sefer of the Sefer Hinter? If it's not, what is it? How can you retract? What?
I think the Abba Mari.
It's a bit more. Right. Okay, of Marseille. I'm pretty sure it's Marseille. Yeah, okay, good. Once I remember, it's about the Marseille video, but I didn't remember the next slide. You know, there's the my supplement is maybe someone else. I'm mixing up. Okay, good. We get to about Marseille. Marseille. Lo Shana. Me. What's the start of the Sefer Yitzhar? It's the chief of Yom. Well, what's the start? So here, the Sefer Yitzhar said that my proof is, right? What's the proof the Sefer Yitzhar brought for itself? He said,
Rava.
What? Rava. Above, the white Rava said, he said, I'm literally the Nasu, the Dying, I'll put you here. Well, anyway, I see how the Rava is not the see now. That's my proof. Now, the Rosh, every Rosh said to him, what does one thing have to do with the other? That's a din in the scene of Al-Karcha not being the scene of. I mean, if she gives the husband, refuses to accept it, that's not the scene of. What does that have to do with anything we're talking about? And he says, Adrava, that being the husband doesn't want to accept it, he doesn't have to accept it, it can't be a Baal anything. So, there are two ways to explain Baal answer. One of them is true. I think one of them is right and one of them is wrong. But, you know, I'm not going to stick my head in between great mountains.
The Torah didn't say what I think of the Pashut Pshat in the Sefer Iter. Sefer Iter says, and in truth, if you look up, it's like three places in the Sefer Iter, like inside. And, you know, I think it definitely fits with the Torah's getting the proof. It says, what was it, Raya? Raya was the Sina Balkarka Lashma Nasina. That was the Iter's Raya. The Sina Balkarka Lashma Nasina. What does that mean? That means that if there's a Tznai and you fulfill it, but I don't want it, that doesn't count for fulfillment. It's as if every Tznai is, I'm not going to do this in a way that's satisfied. And if I'm not satisfied, then it doesn't count for the Tznai. That's why a fine phrase. I think I'm not you buy me a car. I mean, I'm not you buy me a car and make me happy. I'm not you turn so I'm not you give me turns and make me happy. And if I do it, look at that. That's what he needs. He doesn't do it. Nesina Balkarka is Lashmi Nesina because there's a Pagam, I don't ask Tona to accept the money and it's not a valid halakha transfer the money. No, Nesina Balkarka is Lashmi Nesina because if you give me something but I'm not satisfied and pleased with it, that doesn't count. So now what's the Iter going to say? He's going to say, it's not that he can really retract anything. The Baal can't retract anything, says the Torah's getting. But he can do the equivalent of retracting again. Because what can he say? He can say, I divorced you. I'm going to ask you to give me 200 zuz. I'm now declaring that I refuse to accept the 200 zuz. I'm not satisfied with 200 zuz anymore. So what he does now is that even if she gives him 200 zuz, it won't count. Because he doesn't want the 200 zuz. Which is effectively canceling the get. But of course, he's not going to retract the get. He can't retract the get. All he can do is say that I no longer want this tonight, which makes it not possible to fulfill, which is effectively retracting again. So one of the smara of the Torah Gittin can be accepted, or the Torah Gittin says the Torah Gittin ain't no yoko l'batel haget aval. Yachal Lomar, I don't know if you have a nice formulation here someplace in the, let me see if he has a nice formulation in the Torah Skitten. He says, so of course, this only applies to the time that's for his good, right? If he says, you're divorced, I'm not satisfied, I give you 200 zuz, then it's up to her to decide if she's satisfied. I mean, you just not give 200 zuz, right? If but he says, anytime that Lachovasso, he can say that if it's Balkar, it's Lachovasso Nesina.
Be the Logis.
Abel Yachal Lomar, Eno Rotsen, Bikiyom Hatznai, Bikiyom Kain, He's just saying it doesn't even, it's not only 200 zuz, but it says about a few examples. Any tznai the tobasso, any tznai for his benefit, he can say, I don't want it anymore, and then becomes impossible to pull the tznai. He's not impossible again, he just makes it impossible to pull the tznai. To get up, 200 zuz sell out again. He hasn't retracted it. He's just said, I refuse to accept 200 zuz anymore. So it's still a valid get on Menashe giving 200 zuz, but it's impossible for her to fulfill the tznai because since he doesn't want to be satisfied with 200 zuz, even if she gives it, then it doesn't count. That's the Torah written, meaning not bittul givershin, but making the tznai impossible to fulfill. That's the Torah's getting that's the it'll be the Torah's getting.
Right. Mm-hmm. We already said before that when he agrees in the first place, he gives it again. that when he said that tonight, he's already agreed that he's going to accept it retroactively. We said that.
Oh, who's which? Not the editor. The editor never said that. Tulsa said that. The editor disagreed. Oh, well, or you would say that's only the Amr Shemayna Sina. Okay, I'd be passing last thing. Okay.
Why can't you understand the focus in the Rambam and the Bali in a different way? Yeah, the Rambam's Shita is based on what he says in, I don't know, his first test, that the Meister Gerishin starts already when he gives it the get and it's completed with the Tanakh. And that's why you can't, since the Meister Gerishin already started, therefore the Baal can't be involved in it.
He says no. He has a fundamentally different approach towards time. The truth is, you wonder what Shimon's talking about. He says, he has a tremendous condition with Nagel and Moran is very, very briefly, which affects a lot of things he said, which, you know, might even be correct. Think about it. Some people in this room were always that we must have talked some rats. He says, no, the Sefer Itzer just has a totally different approach for time than we do. What do we mean by that? So far, we've had a Hakira with two approaches towards time. One approach says that, let's say, even a time on us. That really, a time on us just means that. Everything's already been done. There's a halakhos, which may or may not take effect depending on something. Or we said, no, maybe that's sign of sacrisis, as it should have rushed. No, the halakhos is an absolute halakhos, just as that something, a new halakhos called the sign, which can undo the halakhos. There are two stubborn where if you make a halakhos amanas, either it's all kabul l'mafreya already, or it's all l'mafreya yes or no already, or it's basically yes. Just if you don't fill with my Lord Prayer, then you know. It says, even in the time of Manas, which is Lama Prayer, right? Lama Prayer doesn't mean totally Lama Prayer. His Amanas even bordering on what maybe the Rama field is. But he says, even Amanas is not really Lama Prayer. It doesn't mean that. If I megarish her on Monday, Amanas gives me 200 zuz. He gives me 200 zuz on Wednesday. It's not she was just megarishes all along, we just didn't realize. No, she wasn't megarished on Monday yet. She wasn't megarished on Tuesday yet. Well, Wednesday comes, now she gets divorced, and the divorce goes back to Monday. But really, this T'nai is, until this T'nai is fulfilled, basically saying, I think this is at least apparently, until the time is fulfilled, the halos is not completed. That's what he's saying. I think it's everyone else in the world. Now, by the time of him, that's not so crazy. By the time of him, of course, Toki does it. They cannot fold the sign of halos is complete. It's not coming later. By the time of the nuts, that's a finish. Right? You know what I'm saying? A filu de tanai shall me aksha lo nigmar. Hakalos ad she's tying hatnan. Oh, so what do we call up right now? Is that the new part? You have to do a little punch up here. It's that new part until the tonight's fulfilled. Then when the tonight's fulfilled, it's new part of the Lord. But it's not new part until the tonight's fulfilled. And therefore, the not new part of the right thing about those guests, right? He didn't finish the halos yet, even about the guests. But he finished, even though Kalam Afreya. It's not Kalam Afreya yet. It's only Kalam Afreya later on. And when you finish it later on, it'll be Kalam Afreya. But until you finish it with the Tznai, the Tznai is still part of the Kalos. Until you finish it with the Tznai, it's not yet completed. The Nidboy sold the right to Yomvatel, the Tznai. He actually then goes on to say, but more. He says, actually, like,
I thought there were horns in the dilemma. Well, you either say it's not complete again and the Tanai completes it, or it is completed, and the Tanai can cancel it, can nullify it. He says, no, actually what a Tanai works is it's the definition of limbo
until the Tanai either fulfilled or what's the opposite of fulfilled?
Until the Tanai is either fulfilled or definitively not fulfilled. Right? Meaning every minute it's not fulfilled yet. Meaning, for example, if I say I'm the Nas that you give me 200 zuz within a week, until you either give me 200 zuz or the week passes. Meanwhile,
he is a halos of limbo, a halos of midway, of in between, and therefore it's that he of Tanai has the power to complete the halos. The biblical Tanai has the power to buff the halos. I mean, let's not go there, let's take this part. Right, so you're trying to say, I'm not saying all the ship and stuff, but it's
they put it into five lines. Okay? They put it the whole thing into five lines.
Okay, said so much stuff that even kind of on Freya, it's not really fulfilled until the Tanai, it's not really made by the fact. The leadership is not done until Tanai is fulfilled, even though then it works on Freya, and it works on leadership. It's all in the right retract.
Didn't we even have this when we discussed why the Axel sort of works on its night? Because we said, I don't remember the exact question, but that Axel is the beginning of something. It's not the full, when you say the Axel, it doesn't make it totally now. It already gives it some strength. That it's
about even to the days of it.
We said that around with Abdi Joseph,
but the inter said that about Alex. So the same exact thing I was going to say, the pre shot.
It's not the same exact, but it's awfully
funny when you said probably not.
Yes.
So the same problem occurs for him is the Rambam. What did he say about the marriage and the interim? She can get married.
Well, I don't remember what he said about it. So who knows?
But he has to answer that.
I see you're saying Hashanaka and it's night of Ne'acha. Well, we've been under it in study of whether you can get married in teen, but it seems to be the fundamental problem. That is an interesting question. Maybe the answer is that Taka, when you get married in between, you are doing something. And I have to think about it, but if you look at Shmashtah, he seems to deny the premise of your question, but I see what only the study is. So I'll leave that serving in for now. Don't feel funny. Rob, okay, leave serving. We'll talk about that later. This was Shmashtah big fish. This is all within the same if there was going to keep it young. Let's just do two other answers for a question.
Which is the one you like to throw a piece of
it? Yeah, I like the Jones given this, so I think that's what Mark of the Luck would say for it.
But he brings the example.
He brings the example. The thing about Parker, it really does not seem to be about where we're showing stuff going. It seems to be about the fact that he can say, I'm going to create an attitude which will make it impossible for the tonight.
It's not about Parker.
Yeah. At least the problem. Seth Ramban,
different.
And what are you showing this week? Seth Ramban, and this Ramban is not a part of the one. It's right? This is a locus we're showing it. Begin. Beharan. Take a look. Even though the Ramban often not in others. Some are showing the previous Ramban, some don't. What the Ramban still? He says, like a Savior, it's her, but he says, I'll be with Vater. Right? Right. What does the Ramban say? He says it's not an actor. Kodem Kiyonatsnai. He says the husband can't be a bottle anymore. He's not a cigarette. But who can? Both of them together can be a bottle. And what does he say? He says he gave her the get the second time and said 300 zuz. She accepted it willingly.
He
didn't say a kenta. That's not a crazy kenta. She accepted the willing. He could have said, I'm refusing to accept this second get. Because I want the first get. I want the first time of 200 zuz. I'm refusing the second time. I want to keep the first time of 200 zuz and save money.
Yeah, but then they
get. And then even if he gets stuck into her hands,
they get maybe bottle.
No, he's not going to get it. But there's no second bottle to get. It says to Ramban, if she had said, I refuse to be divorced the second time for 300 zuz. I want my first time of 200 zuz. Then, of course, she has no right to refuse to be divorced.
Balkorcha, she divorced the second time, but now she was divorced twice, and she can pick either one she wants and give him 200 zuz and be divorced. But the object is that says okay when he said 300 zuz. She said okay. He said, how did they get on after the only zuz? She said okay. By saying okay, not only was he mevatel the tie 200, she also agreed to mevatel the tie 200. He makes an okenta. Sorry, I started the okenta. Okenta. De ha'isha hiskima le nai hashem. She agreed to the 300 zuz. If she agrees, then she obviously means not 200 zuz, because everyone knows if I say 300 zuz, it means 200 is not good enough. And what's the finishing din? The Ramban says one okenta, and B, a finishing din. And this is what the Ran is holding on. A tradition din, which is that Nehem Biyatad Yecholim Levatel Hatsnai Levol Levatel Hagerishin Kodem Kiyom Hatsnai Afilo It's nine to make action. He's not by saying it's a positive unilaterally retract the gearshin. But together they can retract the gearshin. Together they have the power to say this tonight will not help, this gearshin will not help. Together they can retract until the Shas Kiyam Hatznai.
Why would she have seen this?
Because she was in good mood. But who breathes? I don't know. She was, you know, she gave it total pressure. I have no idea. It's not my problem.
That doesn't give a score.
And it doesn't really give a score. Right? Give me a second. Give me a second to review. And it's 9 to make up. So, Bittol, I get, hold him here about tonight. Remember, he had my close. Remember the Rafa and the Ramban about Bittol? It's not. Meaning, having bottled the sign to make the get happen. Here we're asking, having bottled the get. Can they retract the get? There are three shitas. The safer ha'itar that says the Hamdan can. The Ramban and others say only they both together can. Only if they both agree together. And the Ran and others just say impossible.
Robert, it's time for the external force.
So say, for the sunlight. Yes. So then the Ran says, no, Kim did that two degrees the second time. It's not a pretty good picked up. And a Chiddush Din, which is that, the Chiddush Din, is that together they can say we're going to forget this and not get divorced and be involved with the first years.
Yeah.
The Chiddush Der Ramban is if the two of them get together and say we're mevatel this, even if she then changed her mind and gives them 200 zuz and say I changed my mind, it's too late and she's still not divorced. That's why you're
divorced. Do it in a lifetime, then I'm making a thing that I will never do.
That's not binding. If I tell you I'll never smoke a cigarette, that's not binding. I'll buy it, right? So, that's Ramban is finished. The Ramban doesn't say it's smart at all. And you can have a similar idea with the Ramban smart. Is it that? But here, it doesn't seem to be more like the scene about Karka and said. You know, it really seems to be some form of power. That, like enough to say, that the Tanai is some theater. Sorry, what I see, the Tanai is some sort of milsach, you see? Tanai is not just the nature of the halakha, it's some external force. Once he makes this with Ruach Freya, he has no right to retract, he has no right to retract. What do you mean? Once he made this external force, he gets it retracted, but together, they have the right to retract, which is the two of them, not the party,
the two of them have the right to
but that's also,
have the right to have the right to test.
But that's also because the first time he didn't give her the get beforehand. After the first
he gave her the get and then
the spot. Many girls in different rats have gone across the time. The feedback was lots different. What's the difference?
Okay, so the Ramban is a modified safer. If there's a really three sheep, the safer. If the Ramban and the Ran, I'll just point out the Ran on the next one here, like both of them, the color sheets, had a coordinate. What did the Ran say? He said safer either, just the wrong din. Ramban is wrong din. So how to clean up Gemara? Either like Rashi, or he has a very simple explanation for our Gemara. The Ran. Says the Ran, he said either say the Rashi or just say, why do we have a whole time mark tomorrow? How can you track the get if it was Ramah Kreya? How do we know the get was Ramah Kreya? Amanas. Just say this Brisa held against Rebbe, the Amanas is not like an option of it. Right? Brisa though, Hadel, Himanda Omar, Amanas, Lab. And it's no kasha from that foundational round in the first place. And it's not, that one, that's like, isn't it? Like, not, of course, can retract until the game of time. Nothing happened. I mean, something happened yet, but close to okay, that's the Ramban at the end of the next. So, yeah, he gives this answer. Okay, we have 9 minutes left this year and only one blot left to the parent. And only one blot left.
Do you want to picture this one?
To the parent.
Yes. Picture this one.
Let's see how far we can get. I
changed the clock.
This year, get my department in 30 days. He says, not this trip. Basically, what it sounds like in the race, he says, if this trip I don't come back in 30 days, then you're divorced. And since he went, he almost went, but then he decided to come back right away, he's not divorced. Going 30 days. Tilden Hard gets it. And the Paladin says, anytime I leave your 30 days, it's against. She says, I want you home. I don't like your traveling and business. I don't want to be stuck. If you don't want to stay home with me, just let's all move on with our life. So it's fine. If I ever leave for 30 days, this year gets. And he was coming and going. As long as there was no refund, it is a valid debt. But if there would be a refund, that would be a problem. As we discussed, at the very least, a chop of get yachts on it. And maybe we'll see a little more. Says one of the mayor that tip up the dollar of a time up. What do we think we need? We think one of the popular border things. We think that's 9 minutes. If in my next trip I stay for 30 days, you're divorced. If he got to a tipper, it counts as a trip. And since he went home right away, it counts as a trip for less than 30 days. And that's why it's not divorced. We thought the point of the border cities that it counts as going on a trip. Because in order to stay married, you have to go on a trip for less than 30 days. So that means that Tipras is a Galil. Or minimum Tipras be Huda, says the opposite. On Tipras in Yehuda, and Karlum is in the Galil. They time it to also Lachura. And what if they're in between? Then we consider it, we're not sure if we're in the Galil, anything between them, so we're not going to go, wait, if you're in the rest, and if it's something, you're in.
So Amr, my advice is you have to change. We thought it meant if I go, if my next trip is 30 days, is more than 30 days, you're divorced. So, but if he makes a trip, I'm back right away, then she's not divorced. And then Kipros has the trip because you already went into the Galut. That's not true. Kipros is still in Yehuda. He didn't go anywhere. So Abaye has to make a big old attempt to the Mishnah, trade but tonight, not Tandai, trade tonight, Amar. Well, not two Tanarim, two conditions. He gave her dog Imatino the Golo Laobian. If I ever go to Golo, if I go to the Golo on this trip, it's a get right away. Be Mashahina or if I even if I don't go to the Golo, I see not problems in Yehuda, but if I stay for the block, no man, Lossi Lava Gita. If I either go to the next province or wander around for 30 days again, he gave a temple for culture, and then he got to the temple, which is the end of Yehuda. And then he returns, and everyone can go, and he returned less than 30 days, love and Zolomon, what's he not strike, what's the Yemen, they felt snow. And the exact same thing happened with the Seifa, the maybe the Akin did a scam on Taima, that means Akin did a Sayan, and counts the chance going for trip, while Amr Absaf would give Mickey or running a W to Akin in the three. Didn't Absaf say when the Israeli Rabbanim would accompany their footstar? It's up, Yana Diyama, right? When the Gris guys who are made Aliyah, accompany the brisk guys who are going back to America, where would they say goodbye to them? They would say goodbye to them in Akko because they didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. So they would say goodbye in Akko. So then we should also lots of America, but it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. Right? This is a very, very important Gemara, but it's one of the places we see very, very explicitly that it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael. Amra Bayin. Trey Tanoi Kamar Law. So Abaye says same answers above. No, it's not that Akko is already in the next province. Akko is still in your province. And he made a double side. Same thing. Says, whenever I leave for 30 days, it is a get. Right? And then it says he's coming and going, it's a get. Doesn't make any sense. He never left for 30 days, kept coming and going. There's Valoavar. Tashmish. No, when he says I leave your presence for 30 days, he meant Tashmish. If I'm not Mashamish for 30, we don't have conjugal relations for 30 days. But my car like Kanecha, why does he call it her presence when he really means her intimacy? Lishama Alyanaka, Queen Washam. That's what Rapuna said. Yokan Amr Lolo Panechamamish. No, means Panechamamish in her presence. Mikam Areza Megureshes. Areza Gekatani doesn't mean she's divorced. Right? Rav Huna said, it meant when you come to 30 days, you don't get to Babakin no Tashish, and therefore 30 days without Tashish, she's divorced. But Yogan says, no, you meant if I go on a trip for more than 30 days, and she's not divorced. It just means a get, meaning not that she is divorced, but it's still a potential get that she could be divorced with it. The law would get Yashan, meaning if we be Yak with her, we get Yashan, that would be a problem. But since he kept coming back and forth without Ephod. Therefore, it's still a valid get. Not that she's divorced now. If he would go for 30 days, it would still be doubt. But looking at Molo, it's also, you know, when he goes for 30 days, it's a valid get. Tiny question with Yokonom, the deal of Lantra, everyone connect my next social yoga, hold it for Bob, hold it for Bob. Hold on, Siak Nima, Hareza get, Uli get Yasha, Lokashina, and Shari Lo, Nisiake, Ima. That's like with Yokonom, because what did it say? He was coming, going, and he, since he was not Nisiake, it is a get, and what he said. There's no chance to get Yashan, meaning it doesn't say she's divorced. It just says it's a get. And if I get Yashan, she might be divorced in the future. But Lech Hashem appears. Ah, why aren't we worried that he made up with her? What he made up with her? She was obviously mad. Doesn't mean she hated him. She was mad that he was going away so much. Why does no wife and the husbands go on such long business trips? She said, that's it. I can't stand the business trips anymore. You go away for 30 days. I want a divorce. It's fine. He gives her that. It's fine. Maybe made up with her and got her to agree, you know what, I really love you so much. I was being a little too strict. Even if you're going on a business trip, I still want to be married. So maybe he was mafias her. Maybe he appeased her. We don't worry that he might have appeased, meaning even if he goes away for 30 days, how's it get? Maybe he appeased her. No, we don't worry because he declared originally and that's then that I trust her to say that I didn't come and in the peace. Igadami lama sneez, the master lama sneez in. Some people say that conversation is coming to the next. Show me after a little bus and come in, we can get.
again, he says, I don't come back in 12 months, and he dies in 12 months, then he can come back. So it's get the Leibishim of peace, but maybe he appeased her within 12 months and got her to change her mind. The one who says it's true about the Mishnah that needs that it's only valid yet if he says, I believe her, I trust her, whatever she says. That's also true about the Brisa. But the one who says it's true about this Brisa, meaning the Tanya Kvase, and the one who says it's true about the Brisa, but on the Mishnah, you don't need to believe her. She automatically believed because, after all, he didn't come. What do we mean by that? In the 30 days, he was coming and going. The only way to know he was a bias if he declared belief for the other was a bias. But in the Mishnah, the 12 months, doesn't say he was coming and going, but he never came back. So, according to this one, number, even if he didn't say belief for the didn't come back. But that's not what we assume he didn't come back. This one of says, Chazaka, someone's out of town and people don't remember him coming back to town. Chazaka, he didn't come back and wasn't Matthias, and we don't need any special numbers. Okay, that's a technical point. Okay, what we don't have time for here is the big Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly is the problem with Shem Peace? You give her get all time. Who cares to be a peace her? How did that retract the get all time, which is very reminiscent of some of the things we just discussed now. Maybe it means like the Sefer Enter, that maybe he appeased her and then he would bop all the time. Maybe it means like the Rambam, which makes some more sense why you need appeasing. He appeased her and they both agreed together. Maybe Rashi says, right? Remember, Rashi doesn't say like the Rambam and Sefer Enter. So what's Rashi going to say? Rashi said, oh, it means that Shafi get Yashra. Not a chop of people, yeah, that's not get yacht. The rapid, the chop of PS and get yacht done. The Rabbeinu Tam in Tosus earlier says here the chop of PS, says that in the case of the good base Kodesh, chop of PS just that he came. Okay, there are many different deos. What exactly is the sheet of the Rambam? What the proper years of the Rambam? How does this affect a lot of our early discussion about Snaim? We will have to leave for next time we'll sense or for you to be Maslin. And we've got almost the end of the parak.
The other one was very good for that.
Ah, okay, fair enough. We'll figure out how to come back to it, since we already read part of the next Mishnah. So, Hagin Alach Misha Upso, and we now break for intercession Friday and Shabbos until summer's not starting on Sunday. Who said we don't need intercession? Anyway, on Sunday, Emir Hashem, bright and early, we start with the Rotoros on the Sefer Megillah, starting from the Perek. Emir Hashem.
On Shikin Pachavas Oikos.
What?
On Shikin Makorda.
Ah, okay, fair enough. I'll send you first.
Okay.
Good point. I forgot about that. Okay. Once we are Monday, Emir Hashem. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone back here for the summer. Okay.
Have you noticed?
No, it'll